After months of anticipation, the first preseason game is finally here. Welcome to our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro and Brian Baldinger, who will provide the analysis of tonight's game on the Eagles television network. And Baldy, we've been waiting a long time for this. What are the people going to see tonight?
Well, I don't want to lower their expectations because I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited because we've seen little snippets and glimpses of what this might look like, but this is going to be like a glorified practice. I mean, it really is. It's going to be basics. It's going to be the fundamentals. You're going to see the Eagles huddle up. You're going to see them run inside zone. I mean, you're going to see blocking and tackling and trying to work and get better at the basics of football before you see any of the, you know, the real excitement that, you know, we want to expect.
And the reason for that is if you're a coach, you want to find out if the players on this roster can execute the basics.
Well, what they're trying to do here is evaluate who's going to be here. Who's going to be on the 53-man roster? I mean, whether it's at quarterback, at running back, whether it's backup offensive lineman. I mean, there's battles everywhere. So they just want to put them in basic positions, let them play fast mentally, let them play fast so we can evaluate you. Are you fast enough? Can you change direction? Can you rush the passer? Can you, you know, track a ball in the air? I mean, let's see them do the basics. So keep it as simple as possible so that they don't really have to think. So they can play as fast as possible.
And so the object, obviously, in the preseason, Brian, is to find the best 53 players for your roster. So let's talk about some of these players.
Yep.
Obviously, quarterback, Michael Vick, Nick Foles will both get some reps with the ones. What are you looking for from that position?
Well, I mean, I think you want to see the team to respond, you know, to the quarterback. I mean, do they move? Do they sustain offense? Do they convert third downs? Do they make phenomenal catches? I mean, how does the team respond to you? And it was interesting when I talked to Chip this week about, does each quarterback just get the same reps with the first offense line? He goes, it doesn't matter. He goes, if you're a good quarterback, the offense is going to move no matter who's in there. You know, whether it's Jason Peters at left tackle or Alan Barbee at left tackle, like, are you going to be able to respond and overcome, you know, when things don't go well? And so all of that is being evaluated.
Running back, there is no LeSean McCoy tonight. Chris Polk and Bryce Brown and
Felix.
But Polk and Brown, to me, I think Polk is one of those players who's probably elevated his standing on the depth chart perhaps as much as anyone else on this roster.
Well, I mean, if you go back to his college days, I mean, he had a phenomenal career at Washington, and he had an injury problem, and it kind of knocked him back, and he made the roster. He showed well in preseason last year. I mean, if anybody can remember that far back, he played well in preseason. It just wasn't a spot for him. So I think this is a great chance for him because, you know, they haven't done a lot of tackling, if any, in practice here and in the scrimmage against the Patriots. They didn't tackle the ground. And he's a guy that breaks tackles. He makes people miss, and he breaks tackles. So you can only really evaluate that, you know, in game time. So I expect to see a lot of Chris Polk tonight.
The offensive line, no Jason Peters. So Alan Barbee plays at the left tackle position. And, of course, first-round pick Lane Johnson at right tackle. All eyes on those two players.
I think so. Yeah, because what they like about Alan is that most guys who swing as a backup, you know, they play guard, center. You don't find very many guys who can play guard tackle, and that's what he can do. So he's going to get a chance tomorrow. He's probably go up against Chandler Jones a little bit, who's, you know, New England's number one pick last year and really was coming on before he got hurt. You know, and then Lane Johnson is a guy like, look, he rose so quickly in this whole draft process, but everything that they've given him so far, he's been able to handle. And so this is his first live action now. So in Oklahoma, the ball came out so fast. How is he on 3rd and 13? Can he hold up when the quarterback is, you know, sitting back there and reading and all this? And let's just see him get out there and move. And it's the first game. It's not the final evaluation. So I'm not going to read too much into it. But I do want to see his athleticism out there because he is a guy that in space is impressive.
When the defense takes the field tonight, look, it's not going to be a lot of fun stuff from Bill Davis. You'll see that when the regular season begins. He'll give you some three-man fronts, some four-man fronts, some over, some under, some evaluation. He wants to find some players who can play.
Yeah, I mean, can you get off a block? Can you rush the passer? Can you tackle in space? Can you stop the ball from going over your head? You know, all those things. You know, who really, when you turn the tape on, what you want to see is you want to see guys who flash. You want to see guys that, you know, I mean, last year, Kendricks here in this preseason last year, he flashed. And he had a very good rookie preseason on a defense that didn't do very well. So it's kind of hidden. But you just want to see guys that move differently. They're moving faster than everybody else. You know, so I don't know, is Cedric Thornton a guy this year that's going to step up and take that next step and earn a starting spot? I mean, he has a chance to do that. Is Big, you know, Gathers, is he, Big Cliff, is he going to get out there and be more than just a big body? Or mm-hmm. is he going to stop the run and plug things up and get his hands up and make it tough for Ryan Mallett to throw over?
So the message here, if you thought you were going to tune in tonight and watch Chip Kelly's Philadelphia Eagles and what Bill Davis's scheme is going to be, that's not the message. The message is watch the players, see how they perform, because, again, without tackling in training camp, this is where the real evaluations come in.
Well, I think the evaluation is all the way through because it's new for everybody. So it's new for Trent Cole. We were looking at Trent Cole rack up 71 sacks in 8 years here, but it's all new for him. Mm-hmm. So watching number 58, you know, when he drops into a curl flat, and let's see how Trent does that. You know, I mean, so guys are in different positions right now. Let's just see what this new secondary looks like. We're not going to see Kerry Williams tonight, but we will see Bradley Fletcher and Patrick Chung and Kenny Phillips. Let's see what the new guys are like back there.
It's finally here, Brian.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Enjoy,
good
man.
Start. All right, buddy.
All right, we got preseason opener tonight. Brian Baldinger in the booth. I'm on the sidelines, and you're with us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.